This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9 1/2 after 6 on this Wednesday morning from FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto of Litchfield. Now with part one of the Morning Ag Show, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. We'll start off with your grain futures from the Chicago Board of Trade from yesterday. Corn and beans had not much movement, while May corn stayed steady at 360. July corn was steady at 368.5, and September corn was also steady at 377.25. May soybeans stayed steady at 898.75. July beans were also steady at 911.75, and August beans gained a quarter to 917.5. Chicago wheat for May lost 5.75 to 459.5. July wheat was at 464, down 4.75. And September wheat was down 4.25 to 473. May soybean meal lost 10 cents to 309.10. July soybean meal lost 10 cents as well to 312.80. And August bean meal lost 20 cents to 314.40. Finally, soybean oil for May gained 16 cents to 29.04. July bean oil was up 15 cents to 29.35, while August bean oil was up 14 cents to 29.50. And now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Tuesday's Cash Grain Reports.
This is Tuesday's reported grain price and trend prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices are mixed on Tuesday afternoon. This morning's USDA supply and demand report did not have much news for row crops, but did increase U.S. wheat stocks and world stocks, weakening wheat values. In northern western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to up a penny at 318 to 348. Soybean bids were steady to 2 cents higher at 807 to 851. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to up a penny at 330 to 345. Soybean bids were steady to 2 cents higher at 837 to 860. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were a penny lower at 326 to 357. Soybean bids were up a penny at 832 to 863. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were steady to up 2 cents at 867 to 881. Basis is unchanged to up 2 at 3508 under the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 291.10 to 299.10. Steadied up $3.90 a ton. Wood basis unchanged up 4 at 1800 to 10 under the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were steady at 345 to 364. Wood basis unchanged at 1500 to 4 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators coated to producer corn bids steady to down a penny at 348 to 355. Basis is unchanged to down 1 at 1200 to 5 under the May. Soybeans ended up 1 to 3 cents at 854 to 862, with basis up 1 to 3 at 4500 to 37 under the May. New crop wheat prices are down 5 cents at 434 to 454, with basis steady at 3000 to 10 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal is placed there. Producer corn bid steady to 2 cents lower at 369 to 370. These elevators raise their soybean prices 3 to 4 cents. Quotations at 880 to 881. So if we closed down 2 to 5 cents at 492 to 495, and Milo ended the day steady at 377 to 378. Contract bids producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 334 to 360, soybeans at 847 to 877. In the central part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 346 to 360, soybeans at 867 to 889. In the southern part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 326 to 364, soybeans at 859 to 890, and June-July wheat at 435 to 468. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock futures from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Live cattle for April gained 10 cents to 125.90. June live cattle were down 22 to 120.35. And August live cattle were down 7 cents to 117.65. April feeder cattle were down 57 cents to 146.15. May feeders were down 40 cents to 150.17. While August feeders were down 10 cents to 157.60. On to lean hogs for April. They lost 7 cents to 78.52. May lean hogs were down $3 to 86.45, while June lean hogs were also down $3 to 95.15. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield once again for yesterday's Cash Livestock Reports.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 12 cents higher. In a range of $67.50 to $78, with the weighted average carcass price is $75.51. In the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sow price were firm, with good demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded $36 to $43, 4 to 5 weight at $39 to $45, 5 to 6 weight at $42 to $47, and over 600 pounds $45 to $49. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrels and gilts country buying points were firm, with good demand for moderate offerings ranging from $46 to $56. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gilts have totaled 19,628. In the direct cattle trade, in the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers live basis traded at $126 to $129. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with a heavy 361 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was $83.11, which is 18 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Port, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $228.32, which is 35 cents lower, while select carcasses are $218.80, which is $2.08 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 120,000 compared to 120,000 last week and 120,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 475,000 compared to 475,000 last week and 451,000 one year ago. A recap of the Fairview sale barn auction for today had receipts of 282. Slaughter steers and heifers traded steady. Slaughter cows sold $4 higher and slaughter bulls sold $3 higher. Slaughter steers choice at 127 to 133. Slaughter heifers choice at 127 to 133. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at $84.50 to $90. Breakers average dressing at $52 to $62. Boners average dressing at $47.50 to $58. And leans from $40 to $50. And slaughter bulls from $74 to $89.50. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And that's all for Part 1 of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto of Litchfield and by Farm Credit Illinois. Time now for Part 2 of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you by CHS, farmer-owned with global connections. By the CNB Bank and Trust, with 19 locations to serve you, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Once again, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy. Farmers and congressional lawmakers are anxious for a trade breakthrough with China, as both sides claim significant new progress in negotiations. China's official news agency announced over the weekend that talks with Washington achieved new progress last week in agriculture, technology transfer, intellectual property protection, and deal enforcement. But for farmers and their Washington representatives, a breakthrough can't come soon enough. House Ways and Means Democrat Ron Kind.
The longer this trade war with China lasts, the more market share we start losing in China. China pivots to other countries, and how difficult it's going to be to regain that market share, because back home in my district in Wisconsin, my family farmers are getting hammered, and manufacturers. We had record bankruptcies for family farms last year alone, with close to, well over 800. That trend is continuing. I'm not saying this trade war is the sole cause, but it certainly is piling on right now.
Agriculture products remain limited by tariffs stemming from the trade war. However, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer argues the president is trying to reverse decades of U.S. inaction on China's cheating, including on ag trade.
We had many, many hours of discussion about a whole variety of issues, of which I won't go through, because most members would have at least some interest, from biotechnology to specific issues involving beef, poultry, aquatics, meats. I mean, it's just, I could go through it all, a lot on rice.
The Chinese have slapped some U.S. ag products, including soybeans and pork, with big tariffs. Sources say China will commit to buy more soybeans by 2025 as part of the deal. President Trump says at least some U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods will stay in place to ensure Beijing keeps its end of any bargain that Trump says could be struck in a matter of weeks. Continuing in national ag news on this Wednesday morning, the Department of Agriculture on Monday announced $485 million worth of investments to rural electric systems across 13 states. The funding includes nearly $7.1 million for smart grid technologies that improve system operations and monitor grid security. The loans, according to Acting Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development, Joel Baxley, will enhance rural economic development and help improve the quality of life for people who live and work in rural America. The USDA's Rural Development provides loans and grants to help expand economic opportunities and create jobs in rural areas. Topping the list includes South Dakota's Northern Electric Cooperative, which is receiving a $24.8 million loan to improve 360 miles of line, while Missouri's Central Electric Power Cooperative is receiving a $72 million loan to finance electric distribution and transmission facilities. The USDA is providing financing through the Electric Loan Program to improve rural electric infrastructure in Georgia, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, and Wisconsin. These investments will help build or improve 2,635 miles of line. Moving on to state ag news, we have the latest state crop and progress condition report, and for that we'll turn it over to Mark Sloysener with the National Ag Statistics Service in Springfield.
Some field work was accomplished last week, including applying anhydrous ammonia, spreading dry fertilizer, and tillage also. However, most fields are still too wet, and the days suitable for field work were limited to an average of just 1.1 days around the state last week. Topsoil moisture supplies improved slightly and were rated 46% adequate and 54% surplus. Subsoil moisture was very similar at 54% adequate and 46% surplus. There was an average of just 34 one-hundredths of an inch of rain around Illinois last week, and that was 3-tenths of an inch below normal. Temperatures ranged from slightly below normal to nearly 2 degrees above normal around Illinois. Soil temperatures range from the upper 40s in northern Illinois to nearly 60 degrees in southern parts of the state. 1% of the winter wheat crop is now heading, compared to 3% 1 year ago and the 5-year average of 1%. The condition of the winter wheat crop was reported as 5% very poor, 8% poor, 32% fair, 50% good, and 5% excellent, which is a little better than 1 week ago. Pasture conditions were rated 16% very poor to poor, 32% fair, and 52% good to excellent. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Heartland Region, Illinois Field Office of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
Continuing on in state ag news, although Illinois will stay out of the path of a midweek blizzard this week, bearing down on portions of the upper Midwest and Central Plains, the added snowfall in Wisconsin and Minnesota will mean more trouble for the upper Mississippi River. That according to meteorologist Dan Hicks.
Well, it will, and I think that if you look at that area, especially north of the Quad Cities, up through the upper Mississippi Basin, through northeast Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, that's going to be an area that's going to have quite a bit of rain and then some wet snow on top of it. So, you know, there may be as much as 1 to 2 inches of moisture falling from this storm upstream from the Quad Cities. So certainly that's going to feed additional water down the Mississippi Valley. So even, you know, farther south where rainfall amounts aren't going to be quite as heavy with this system, you know, the Mississippi River certainly running high, you know, probably well into late April from this additional precipitation. And again, you know, the active weather pattern into late April keep rivers and streams across quite a bit of the Midwest probably running fairly high for the near term.
Parts of northern Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and eastern Wyoming are going to be the areas that have the heaviest snowfall from this system. Illinois will just see rain. In an effort to expand the availability of fresh, locally grown produce and strengthen the competitiveness of the state's specialty crop industry, the Illinois Department of Agriculture plans to distribute more than $711,000 over a three-year period thanks to the funding allocated in the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program in the Federal Farm Bill. Applications for grant funding are available on the Illinois Department of Agriculture's website and must be returned to the department by close of business on Friday, April 26th. To be eligible for funding, all projects must begin in the calendar year of 2020. In the first year, the IDOA will distribute roughly $237,000, with a similar amount distributed for selected projects in 2021 and 2022. There are over 3,600 established specialty crop farms in Illinois, which devote more than 85,000 acres of farmland and produce nearly $500 million of sales for Illinois farmers. To encourage further expansion of this industry and to take full advantage of the allocated federal funds, the Department of Agriculture invites the development of projects pertaining to issues that affect the specialty crop industry. Projects that benefit a particular commercial product or provide a profit to a single organization, institution, or individual are ineligible. Farmers markets, roadside stands, and community-sponsored agriculture programs should consider submitting proposals to the USDA's Farmers Market and Local Food Promotion Program. The USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service defines specialty crops as fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, and horticulture, as well as nursery crops, including floriculture. Illinois is the nation's leading producer of pumpkins and horseradish, while our state ranks in the top 10 in acreage of cantaloupes, green peas, lima beans, and sweet corn. Again, applications must be submitted to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield no later than the close of business on Friday, April 26th. And finally, the University of Illinois Extension will be hosting an ABC of Blackberries workshop held at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro. You can join University of Illinois Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger as he presents all the basic concepts for growing blackberries. This program will take place on Wednesday, April 24th from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. Cost for the program is $5 per person and will include handouts. You can pre-register by visiting their website, go.illinois.edu/CJMM, or by calling the Extension Office in Hillsboro at 532-3941. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, April 23rd. For this Wednesday morning, April 10th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.